This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting muslimcentral.com/donate. Allahu Rabbi wal Islam dini wa Muhammadan Rasulullah wa yaqini adnu ilayhi sajidan bi jabi
And realize that it is the sunnah of Allah, it is the custom of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends prophets and messengers with the most perfect characteristics, inner and outer. And the reason He does so is so that mankind has no reason to reject this messenger. And also, perfect images as well. So the prophets, as a general rule, are all handsome in nature. And they are all with beautiful characteristics. Amr ibn al-As later on would say that there was nothing that was more sweeter to me, more beloved to me, than to stare at the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now I want you to pause here. This is not how a man talks usually. Right? There was nothing more beloved to me than to stare at the face of another person. It's not how a man talks. But the beauty of the Prophet ﷺ is so overpowering. His jamal, his nur is so great that Amr ibn al-As is saying, there was nothing that I got more peace from, more serenity from, more ahla, it was nothing sweeter than to simply look at the face of the Prophet ﷺ. And he said, I could never get enough of looking at him. I never got tired. There was no malal. I never got tired of looking at him. And yet, were you to ask me how he looked, I couldn't describe him. Were you to ask me how he looked, I couldn't describe him. Why? He said, because along with this desire to stare at him, there was also this awe, this reverence that I had, that couldn't allow me to just stare directly at him and I'd have to lower my face. In other words, there are two emotions. If you like, there's two powers, if you like. I don't like being metaphysical, but there's two types of powers emanating from the Prophet ﷺ. The first of them, he's attracting Amr's vision to him. And the second is that awe, that overpoweringness that Amr cannot stare directly. This is Rasulullah ﷺ. And so Anas ibn Malik has given us one of the most explicit descriptions of the Prophet ﷺ. And this is found in the Shama'il of At-Tirmidhi. Anas ibn Malik says that the Prophet ﷺ was neither very tall such that he stood above the crowd, nor was he short such that he would be ignored. He was in the middle. He was of a medium stature. And the Prophet ﷺ was neither extremely white, and nor was he a ruddy brown. Generally speaking, when the Arabs use the word white, it is a lightish brown. This is their, what they call white is a lightish brown. It's not the white that we consider Caucasian white. Okay, that white they called asfar, which then was, it's not really white, it's yellowish to them. That's how they considered it, okay? So, the Prophet ﷺ was a very lightish color of brown. So the Prophet ﷺ had a lightish brownish color. So Anas ibn Malik is saying, neither was he purely on that side, nor was he ruddy brown, nor was he the rusty brown color. He was in the middle. The Prophet ﷺ's hair was not in curls, nor was it straight. It was firm hair, like most men's hair is. And Anas ibn Malik said that I never felt any velvet or silk softer than the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His hand was very soft, softer than velvet and silk. And he said, nor did I smell a musk or a perfume more fragrant than the sweat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, his natural odor that would emanate from him, the natural odor that would emanate from him, Anas ibn Malik said, I never smelt any fragrance more sweeter than this smell. We continue with Ali's statement, that whoever unexpectedly saw him would stand in awe of him. In other words, just if you weren't expecting to see him, you saw him, you would just stop for a millisecond. So much reverence from his body emanating. He would stand in awe of him. And whoever accompanied him and got to know him would love him. Once you got to know him, you would get to love him. And those who described him would always say, now Ali is saying, this is what everybody else says, and this is exactly what everybody else says. What did he say? I have never seen anyone before him or after him who was like him. This is exactly what Ali is saying, the other people say, and this is what we're already saying, Bara said this, and Rubay' said this, and so all of the Sahaba are saying the same thing. I've never seen anyone before him or after him like him. And this really shows us that Allah had given the Prophet ﷺ not just these physical, but these spiritual characteristics. That is just emanating from him. And one of the best examples of this is the fact that many people accepted Islam just by seeing his face. The most famous convert like this is the chief rabbi of the Jews of Medina. And his name was Abdullah ibn Salam. Abdullah ibn Salam was the chief rabbi of the Jews, and he was the most respected of the Yahud. And he heard this man coming claiming to be a prophet. So he said, let me, and this was the first day that the Prophet ﷺ came to Medina. The first day. And so he said, let me go see. Now, he wants to go see what his message is, right? Notice, now he's describing in the first person, the hadith is in Bukhari. He said, as soon as I saw him, عَرَفْتُ أَنَّ وَجْهَهُ لَيْسَ بِوَجْهِ كَاذِبٍ. Soon as I saw him, I knew that this face that he has cannot be the face of a liar.
لا يزال الخير حيا لا يزال إن في الدنيا سلاما وظلال أخبر الأيام أنا في وصال قم بنا وانظر لآيات الجمال قم بنا وانظر لآيات الجمال.